You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from NFL Reacts, a part of the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one. We do have to get to the game of the year. The game that I have been hyping up all week, all season, really. I have been waiting for this contest between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. It could not have come at a better time for the Kansas City Chiefs after dropping 41 points against the Las Vegas Raiders. Narrative shift. Chiefs offense is back, baby. Cowboys come into town. Cowboys pass rush is super banged up. Patrick Mahomes is ready to prove that the Chiefs are still Super Bowl contenders. The narratives around this game are awesome. I'm really excited about that. But what I'm really most excited about this game is that it legitimately has 2018 Chiefs-Rams shootout potential, in my opinion. Now, it might not hit that 105-point mark like that game did, but that's one of the best NFL football games that I've ever watched in my life. That's exactly what I want from this game. Like, I want the defense to just be like, we're not even going to play. Like, we're not even going to try. Let's just score a million points and see who gets the ball at the end of the game, because that's probably who's going to win this one. So, like, pretty much everybody's in play in this game for me, because I want as much action in this game as I can possibly get in all of my lineups this week.
Oh, for, like, the showdown, if you're doing a showdown contest with this particular game, the possibilities are pretty much limitless on this end. I'm very excited for the game. I don't know if I'm buying that it could possibly live up to the Rams-Chiefs game of yesteryear, but this has all of the makings for a beautiful, beautiful shootout. But you know what? Like, every time we project the shootout, it doesn't happen. Is there any concern that we might be jinxing ourselves here? What if these teams come out flat? Because this is like the game of the year. You said you've been hyping it up on the schedule all season. God, what if we're disappointed? I don't know what I would make of that.
Like, it's like 21-17 or something.
Yes, that would be disgusting.
Yeah, I'd be pretty bummed if that's the case.
My biggest worry for the if I'm a Cowboys fan, right? And we talked about this on the Wednesday show. The Raiders went out there. They played single high defense, which is very clearly not how you play Patrick Mahomes if you want to slow him down in any sort of way. It's a big Seahawks tree thing. And now we got Dan Quinn coming from the Seahawks tree. And I understand he's done different stuff with Dallas, but he still leans into single high stuff a little bit more than the rest of the teams. They might get lit up if they run that Raiders game plan, and hopefully they're studying that game more than any other game this season, because they shouldn't be running that. I do kind of think Dallas still probably is the better team, but there is definitely shootout potential here, depending on how Dan Quinn wants to play this one out.
Yeah, I think that Dallas is the better team. Like, when you look at their offense, it's just top to bottom better than the Chiefs, like skill wise, talent wise right now, in my opinion. Like, Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, both incredible. Chiefs might have Clyde Edwards-Helaire back in this game. There's a possibility he could be available. We'll find out more about that later today. But if not, it's going to be Darrell Williams again. But after that, it's a bunch of question marks for the Chiefs pass catchers. And Dallas, it's Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup. Cedric Wilson has even been good this year when he's gotten opportunity. Dalton Schultz, and then Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard. Like, that offense is absolutely loaded, and the Chiefs defense has been playing a lot better recently. I think where they're at right now is closer to what I thought they could be than where they were at the beginning of the season. Like, I didn't
come into the season saying this Chiefs defense is going to be the worst defense in the history of football. I think this is more who they are right now. But I don't think they can stop this offense. Like, I don't think that they're going to give this offense problems, because Dak is playing at the best he's ever played in his career right now. And that's why he's garnering MVP buzz. And so I don't think there's a chance we get let down in this one. I'm putting it out there. It is going to be that type of game. There's going to be points everywhere. It's going to be incredible. I think it's going to come down to like a field goal or something like that. But yeah, I'm trying to get as many pieces of this action as I can.
Well, what's surprising for me, looking at the over-under on DraftKings Sportsbook, it's set at 56.5 points. So it's only one of two games on the week that are projected for more than 50 points. The other one's Bengals Raiders. I know we're going to talk about that in a little bit here, but I'm kind of surprised because we did get opening lines for week 12. And the open or the over under for Chiefs Cowboys is actually quite close to the over under for Raiders Cowboys, which that over under for the Thanksgiving game is set at 54.5 points. I feel like if you're a believer in the Raiders Cowboys over 54.5, you have to be like smash, triple smash, quadruple smash, mega smash this Chiefs over under, right? Like, you got to smash the over.
Yeah, I don't even know what the Chiefs can do. Like, what's the plan? Spagnuolo just like blitz, and you're like, hey, I hope we hit people enough where it matters in the fourth quarter, and we're going to let up some points in the first three quarters. Like, I don't understand how they're going to be able to stop these guys.
You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes, and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Support for this podcast came from SAS. Data is everything, and now everything is data. Which means more to process, more to analyze. And now more than ever, speed to answers matters. So how do you produce those answers as fast as the world produces data? With SAS Viya, the quickest way from a billion points of data to a point of view. It's a more productive data and AI platform that helps you get more done. Learn more today at sas.com/VIYA.